Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Now, I don't want to be a sad sack or a wet blanket, but tonight's a big night. It's Halloween. So instead of my normal jocularity at this time of day, I thought perhaps being serious was a better use of my time. Now, I've covered Halloween in some form or fashion on the radio for, say, 20 years or so. I don't remember ever seeing a statistic like this. Here's a reminder to be extra, extra careful when you're out tonight. If you're watching, watch out for cars. If you're driving, don't hit anybody. According to AAA, from 2000 to 2009, Halloween night is the most deadly time of year for pedestrians. And obviously, it's especially dangerous for children. For the past 22 years, there has been more than twice as many kids killed by cars on Halloween than any other night of the year. The most dangerous time is between 6 and 7 p.m., and more than 70% of the accidents happen away from crosswalks or intersections. And while we're buzz-killing Halloween night, might as well throw in the National Fire Protection Association. They say that more than 1,000 homes catch on fire because of Halloween decorations every year. So just be mindful this Halloween, okay? Now that's it for the kiddos, and here's one for us grown-ups. If you're going to snatch some of your kid or grandkids' candy, here's what you'll need to do to get rid of it. That's in air quotes. If you eat the fun-sized package of peanut M&Ms, about 90 calories, you're going to have to run for 8 minutes. How about Starburst? Love those. If you have 8 of them, that's 160 calories. That's going to cost you 12 minutes of running or 28 minutes on a bike. Now onto the best two candies ever made, at least according to me. If you get Tootsie Rolls, that's going to take you a 20-minute bike ride to get rid of. Or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. If you have 5 of the minis, that's about 220 calories, which means 17-minute jog, 15-minute swim, or 39 minutes on the bike. Again, all kidding aside, no matter where you're driving tonight, slow down, be mindful of the little ones. Because one of them might be mine. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Aggie and veteran owned and operated, Gun Corps is going to celebrate their ribbon cutting on Veterans Day. That's November the 11th at 11:30. Then at 12:30, a celebration for veterans and a flag raising. To find out more about that event and their great merchandise, check out gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability, even with the zombies running around tonight. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.